Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode.
Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby, and we're doing another playbook breakdown. So for those of you that didn't listen to the last one, we asked our newsletter, hey, send us your ICP, your product, and your goals, and we'll go ahead and do a playbook breakdown that we would recommend for you given your current context. This one comes from Lance. Lance is targeting enterprise insurance companies with 1,000 to 5,000 people, pretty large organizations. The solution is enterprise customer communication software for IT and tech leaders in the insurance space. And then the goal is to reach influencer personas to penetrate deeper into these accounts by generating meaningful content and engagement with them via LinkedIn. So that's what we're going to talk through today. And I'm going to steal this from one of our team members. His name is Greg Toller, and he walked through a really helpful framework for how to think about actually getting to the decision committee. For those of you that haven't heard the story of my first ABM program, it totally failed. I went after 700 Inc. 5,000 tech companies and specifically targeted the CEO. And the subject line was, don't be a one-hit wonder. And I essentially said, hey, like you grew last year, but don't you want to do that again? And I thought that there were no repeat winners on the Inc. 5,000 list based on my data source. I was wrong. There were many repeat winners. They scoffed me. And we could not sell those companies anymore because we ticked off the CEO. And I don't know if you know this, but once the CEO is ticked off, done. It's just done. So what we have found works really is actually starting at lower level influencers or end users. So in your context, you're going after customer communication software. So again, some people would say after VP, C-suite, I would actually argue like to get it rolling, go after manager and director. There's a couple of reasons here. One, managers and directors, there's just like way more of them. So there's a higher likelihood that you actually get response rates within these specific companies and that they are, if you focus on end user problems, there's somebody that will tell you, oh yeah, that's totally a problem here. So there's that. And the other thing is I've been a CEO now for a year and a half or 2 years. And I can just tell you my inbox is more flooded and like my calendar is more busy than I've ever been in my entire life. So if I don't know you or I'm not searching for it, I'm probably not paying attention. Whereas managers typically, not always, depending on the organization, these are large organizations. This may not be the case, but like lower level employees typically have more calendar availability and typically have a less flooded inbox that's like somewhat easier to manage. So there's a higher likelihood that your message gets seen just based on the flood of messages in the inbox. So that's one thing from a consideration perspective. Or also the other thing is that everyone tries to target C-suite. So the CPMs there are like much higher. So this is probably a more cost-effective way as well to have broader reach within the specific account. And I'm not saying go super, super broad with everything, but go after the function, go after the end users and then key influencers that are at that manager director level. And then inevitably they'll take this to their boss and say, hey, this is something we super need. And then we actually go bottoms up. So we inevitably continue to go higher and higher up. As we think about this specifically from a LinkedIn context, if you're trying to do this through sales reps, actually engaging with these people on LinkedIn, a couple things will also happen. The likelihood that somebody connects with you at a manager or director level is typically higher than a C-suite executive. Again, these are all typicals. But if you want to increase the likelihood that they actually accept your connection, when they see like a, you know, CIO as an example, or a CTO, if they're active on LinkedIn and they see that you're connected with 50 of their team members, the likelihood that they also connect with you goes up exponentially versus if they have one to two mutual connections. So again, this is a way that you can start to multi-thread up. But if you start at the bottom, higher likelihood for response rates, higher likelihood that they actually resonate with the end user problem and tell you that they're resonating with the end user problem, higher likelihood that they actually engage back and actually accept and engage on LinkedIn. And then inevitably you can multi-thread your way up to decision maker. So that's a recommendation, both on the social selling front of just like connect and engage with people as end users that are peers, and then that'll build the affinity within the brand. And then the other thing is just from a targeting perspective, like focus on building the pain, because the other thing, and I'll just give context as now someone that like has a team of people that, and I wasn't a CEO like 2 years ago. So there's things I didn't know 2 years ago when I was doing marketing programs, but I don't know all the problems that my organization is having. there's just like too much going on. And we're like a 12 person company. I still don't know all the problems that, like, I know high level, like what we're experiencing, but I don't know if that's like solvable all the time with like our current team or if we need to buy a new tool. Or so that's a lot of what I spend my time on. It's just like, how do I remove roadblocks for our team? But I need to know what the roadblocks are. My team typically tells me. And then one of the things that I actually ask my team to do is, what are the viable solutions we could go and use to solve? So often, again, if you could build affinity within the end users, they're taking it to their bosses. And it's not often that the boss is the one that's like in the weeds and is saying, oh yeah, this is a total roadblock, unless things have gone really downhill, at which point there's like massive fires and you've got to dig into the weeds to figure it out. So hopefully we avoid that. Long and short, if I'm in your shoes, building any function specific manager and director level program first that focuses on problems and pains and creates use cases around how to viably solve those problems and pains is likely the best way to get further reach. You can do that through LinkedIn advertising. You can also do that through social selling and connecting. And if you just create a cadence where your salespeople are connected with about 20 people a day, you can connect with 100 people on a weekly basis. So like, they just focused on one account, or if they, probably not one account, because I'm thinking about that in practice, it'd be weird for one account to get 100 people all get a connection across from like the same person. So I'd probably break it up and do, if you had 10 accounts, you do 10 per account per week. And then just break that up over the course of about 4 to 6 weeks. And then over that 4 to 6 weeks, you'll probably end up having 20 to 60 connections in an account. If you had 100% connect rate on 6 weeks, 10 per account, which is unlikely. So probably closer to like that 20 to 30 space. And then just engaging with their content and people that post. The other thing is, if your team has sales nav, you can actually just see within your target account list who's been active on LinkedIn in the past 30 days. And I'd prioritize those people because they are the people that are actually going to accept and connect. And you can actually send a message to you after you send a couple of comments. So again, I hope that's all helpful and decent recommendations. The only other thing that I would throw out is have some kind of a conversion point, because what we didn't talk through is, okay, where do we actually send them from a destination perspective? So the destination, probably ideal world, would be some kind of an online workshop or event that like helps them get better at their job, where they can then take the replay and send it to their boss and say, hey boss, can you watch minute whatever to whatever? And you can actually instruct people to do that and say, hey, if this is something you super resonate with, send this video to your boss and tell them to watch from like around here to around here on the follow-up emails, and you just tell people exactly what to do. And sometimes if they really resonate with the pain, they'll do it. So hopefully that's all helpful. Lance, if you have any other thoughts or questions, feel free to reach out. And if this has been helpful for you, thank you, listener, for listening. And we'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.